Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. Whew, we are doing a Friday show. We're having fun and we're ready to break down this upcoming series. I'm Susie Hunter. I've got Spencer Smith here with me,
back.
Co-hosting.
I just like the Rockies.
Yes. And also this is a Sagittarius show, which is very exciting for us.
It's a lot, but we aim to please.
I also aim to be a lot.
Yes. Like, you do a good job of
in
that.
In all scenarios. Do I? Oh my gosh, thank you. No one's ever told me that before. yeah, we got a stacked show for you today. We're going to get through some Rockies news. We have a debut today. We are going to see John Gray pitch against the Rockies for the first time this weekend. So we're going to talk about that. I've got baseball headlines that I want you to know. Do I have four of them? I have four of them. Okay. Coco Montez is going to join the show too. Tearing it up in Albuquerque right now. And did I mention we're going to preview this series? We're going to preview the series. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
Let's do it.
Let's start off with Carl Kauffman. How much do you know about Carl Kauffman?
I know he's a Michigan Wolverine.
Oh.
Big Detroit Lions fan. This is just from scouring his very desolate but interesting Twitter.
It's a sparse Twitter.
but that is all I know. I know his ERA, I checked that. Not something that you really want to display. But, you know, what's interesting about guys making their MLB debuts is we've seen guys not play well in AAA and play well in the majors and vice versa. So there is a direct correlation, but each guy is so different that you just never know.
You really never know. Yeah. Kauffman had a really good spring training, but yeah, since he's been in Albuquerque all season, 7.78 ERA. Over 37 innings pitched, 32 earned runs. That's kind of rough. I mean, we know the PCL is a really tough pitcher's league. You don't like those numbers, but at the same time, baseball's so crazy. Low-key made up. Super fake. Who knows?
And the Rockies are in a little bit of a groove offensively.
They are in a groove.
That's like, let's get back to that like 2013 Rockies baseball where it's like, hey, let's just win every game 8-7. I'm with it.
I mean, a win's a win.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
You know, go down 5-0 in the first four innings the other day, and then all of a sudden you win 12-5. No big deal.
Yeah.
Wasn't even worried.
Side note, I saw online that apparently the Rockies are the only team in baseball this season to not have lost a game when leading after 7.
Wow.
Which shocks me.
Bullpen is sick.
Bullpen is so clutch good. Right now. You got to knock on wood when you talk about the bullpen. So,
because
if you talk about the bullpen and you don't knock on wood,
when is the last time we looked at the Rockies and with a serious face and not Homer glasses tried to say that the bullpen is really good? Is it 2019? Maybe.
I mean, we had some good moments last year until we lost Tyler Kinley.
Very true.
You know.
Yeah, and there's guys that ideally in the next couple of years will be added on to this bullpen. Now, of course, certain guys could be gone, Suter, et cetera. But overall, like I used to, this is a little side note. I used to wait for the Rockies to get ahead. And if they were ahead in the fifth and sixth and seventh inning, I would massively hammer the other team because I knew the bullpen was that bad that they were just going to give the lead up. And now it's like, let's get, you know, with our starting pitching situation, which is an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
From an injury standpoint, I mean, the guys that are in there are, you know, it's not like they're giving up 10 to 12 runs every game. But the fact that you can get to the if we get to the fifth, 3-4 runs, I feel really good about where they're at game to game.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about the rotation, too, the Rockies in a span of 3 weeks lost 5 starters, an entire rotation worth of starters.
Oh, yeah.
That's unreal.
Yeah, it's not even like, hey, these guys are supposed to be good and they're just bad. It's like they're non-existent.
They're
having Tommy John surgery. they're getting hurt.
You get a Tommy John and you get a Tommy John.
Exactly.
It's a mess.
And we get Senza back for 3 innings and then he's gone again. It's just like,
yeah, we got 2 starts out of him.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Second start.
It was Marquez when he came back, then we got like 3 innings, if even, out of him in Cleveland. Yeah. That was a tough scene.
That was
a tough scene.
The frustrating part about those injuries too is it's like a lot of sports injuries. You're like, all right, cool, next year. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, I mean, Tommy John can be a next year thing, but it's already like, all right, this is definitely bleeding into next season. Maybe the all of next season. Mm-hmm. We'll see you in 2025. It's like, oh, I hate that.
I know. Ugh. Marquez still breaks my heart.
Yeah, he was.
Still breaks my heart so much.
Just having a major league, like, potential ace on the roster that every 5 days you're like, ah. You know, sometimes you go to the game to see a pitcher, and he was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. He's like, Kyle Freeland's one of those guys for me. Mm-hmm. Marquez was the other guy, and now it's like, you know, like, you go for the Rockies, but sometimes it's like, all right, cool, we get to see Kershaw and Marquez. That's like a selling point.
Yeah.
And now it's like, hold on until the bullpen gets in, please.
Although I feel like, for me at least this season, like, whenever it was like a Ryan Feltner start, I was like, ah, this is going to be good. Like, he like really got it together this season.
He was great in Philly, right?
Oh my gosh, he was great in Philly. Great in Cleveland.
Or Cleveland.
He was great in Cleveland, because that's his hometown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He had to show out for the fans.
He did.
Probably spent a lot on tickets.
Yeah, yeah, he was like, oh, I'm playing for free.
Yeah.
He's like, I got so many people here. The other thing, so like his whole like pitching personality is like, no, I'm from Ohio. Like, I've pitched in bad weather. So of course he was going to do well in Ohio.
Oh yeah. Home games are, they can be a distraction, but sounds like not for him.
He crushed it. So I hate that he is so injured right now. Brutal.
Yeah, I don't even like, I can't even keep track of who's like, Freeland's good other than that, like as far as health wise.
Yes.
And it's just like, oh, you get a start and you get a start.
Honestly, knock on wood right now. We're very superstitious today on this rainy Friday. Let's get back to Kaufman though. Kaufman, I didn't even realize this until earlier today. Last season, he led Rockies minor leaguers in games started and in innings pitched. So he started 28 games between AA and AAA, 141 and two-thirds innings between those two.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. So hopefully that's a good sign. Hopefully he can just give us some innings, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Just go out there and give us some innings. Get us to the Suter, J-Law combo.
Yes, it's a good combo.
It is.
What an underrated combo those two guys are.
J-Law's still my guy. I love him so much.
Also a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he's a November Sag.
Oh, okay.
I can't tell you everyone's birthdays, but I can tell you everyone's signs.
Okay. The special talents of Susie Hunter.
The special talents. I'm like, I know the general area of when your birthday is.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got you. I got you a month. I got that. But then some of them overlap, so that's got to be a disaster for you, though.
But you know, no, I just have like an internal clock of it. You know,
okay.
I just know. Another thing about Carl Kaufman that I think is pretty cool. So as a kid, he played flag football with current Broncos wide receiver KJ Hamler.
Wow. So where do they grow up?
Michigan.
He grew up in
Hills,
Michigan.
Okay. Michigan, I believe. Yeah.
So he grew up Michigan kid, went to Big Blue.
Mhm.
And now he's a Rocky.
What a stereotype.
Yeah. Just a good old Michigan kid.
Just a good old Michigan kid. So we'll get to see him Friday night making his first start down in Texas. Also, who we'll get to see in Texas, John Gray. It'll be his first time pitching against the Rockies because he was injured for pretty much all of last season, a lot of last season. But John Gray will be facing his old team for the first time.
Oh, man, I love John Gray. Mm-hmm. John Gray was drafted. When he was drafted, they had a College World Series game on like 2 days later where he pitched for Oklahoma. And it's cool to see. Like, that's one of the things, like, I normally hate when you draft somebody that's like 5 years away from pitching or four. Mm-hmm. Or, and there's a couple of sports where it's like that. You're like, okay, you draft this guy, he's not going to play right away. NFL is basically the only sport where it's like, all right, this guy is drafted, he's going to play right away, we expect him to be good. But it's cool when you can watch them pitch or play for a team that's not your team, but know that they're going to be there at some point.
Yeah.
Like watching Cale Makar in college, and then he came right to the Avalanche in the playoffs. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And John Gray was my guy. I believe in the season opener, the home opener this year, the Rockies faced Josiah Gray.
Yeah.
And I saw Jay Gray.
Oh my God.
And I was like, wait a minute. Like, I don't, you know, like outside of the Rockies, I follow baseball and a lot more like September, October wise. But I was like, are they facing John Gray? And then, of course, John Gray is white. Josiah is not white. So I was like, I looked on the mound and I was like, that's not John Gray.
It's a different Jay Gray. And that's when I figured out
that it wasn't Josiah Gray.
Welcome back.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, that shows how much I know.
I got to say, the comments are kind of popping for John Gray right now. I'm Zach and Robert mentioned this. Gray, if you're watching, because of course he's watching. Why wouldn't he be? You played great for us and the Rockies Nation is rooting for you. John Gray's like such a good dude too. And then Zach chimed in. Gray, if you're watching, really wanted Chris Bryant in that draft. And he was Rookie of the Year and MVP. But you were also good. Yeah, that's the thing. The Rockies, I guess, were expecting to draft Chris Bryant. And whoever was before him, who knows? The Cubs? But, someone snagged Chris Bryant right before it was the Rockies' turn. So...
Well, John Gray wasn't like a bad.
Not
the Rockies have had way worse picks.
But like that's also, I think, part of the reason why the Rockies wanted to spend so much money on Chris Bryant, because like that was like their white whale. It was Dick's white whale.
Oh. That is quite the interesting sentence.
Yes.
In general.
Yeah. A little Moby Dick reference.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I've read books before.
I don't actually.
I have read a book in my lifetime. But also, what's the other thing I wanted to... Zach wanted to know what was the reason he didn't come back. He elected free agency. So, yeah, he was a free agent. Rockies could have traded him.
Yeah, I think...
could have done something with him.
They could have signed him.
They could have signed him.
I was actually really salty when they didn't. And I'm sure they're regretting... You know, you can never plan for injuries, but I'm sure the Rockies are regretting letting any major league level starter go the last 2 years, especially this season.
Yeah. Although they did, they DFA'd Jose Urania right before we lost four other starters.
we are in such a bad spot. We need him back.
No, I think no, never He's, come back.
Okay. Well, hopefully Carl, double K Carl is our guy.
He's got so many double letters in his name. Kaufman's got two F's and two N's. It's too many vowels, or too many consonants. It's too much.
Yeah, the Carl K just threw me for a little bit of a loop.
It's a little much. It's a little much. Zach also said, I think I need Tommy John from trying to copy J-Law sweeper. Yeah, that's fair. That's a special pitch. How do you feel about the sweeper?
Oh,
have we talked about the sweeper?
We have a little bit. It's honestly one of my favorite pitches of all time. Like Ottavino was the OG Rockies sweeper. Now you got J-Law coming in here. When I was in high school, I pitched and I couldn't throw hard enough overhand to be relevant. Mm-hmm. And so I started throwing sidearm when I was like 15 years old.
Ooh.
And I'm pretty sure it's just because of the angle, but I could throw a diet J-Law sweeper because I was, and nobody like back, this is, 2009, 2010, nobody knew like what sidearm was. And I originally got the idea from Byung-Young Kim. And then I switched more to a Brian Fuentes level where it's not like straight I wasn't
You've
throwing
mentioned this before
underneath.
On the show.
Yeah. So I had the sidearm. I was like, how can I stay relevant? My fastball moved to the right. My slider moved to the left. I was a two pitch pitcher, bullpen guy, but I was relevant that way because I couldn't throw hard enough overhand.
Listen, aren't we all just trying to do what we can to stay relevant?
Yes.
Doing whatever we can?
Every single day.
But listen, it's always relevant. The DNVR bar and being a diehard here at DNVR. These Nuggets watch parties have been insane.
Best place in Denver to watch.
Oh my gosh. And like, it's going to be even better tomorrow when the Nuggets are on the road, and this is like the number one place to watch a game if you're not at ball.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And from yesterday, I heard this from RK. We have a guy in from Serbia who went to the game when Tuesday.
Yeah.
Came here Thursday and said it was better here than at the game. I'm just quoting him.
I
was at the game both nights, and I've been here plenty, but it is the best atmosphere to watch a game, because half the bars you go to, there's people that, there's TVs or there's angle, like every TV here is on the Nuggets game. Mm-hmm. We have the big screen where everybody watches. We have the game sound on. We flip to music during commercials. Mm-hmm.
Peak watching. And also, if you're a diehard, if you come in to watch a game, you're getting 15% off of your tab, which is absolutely incredible. That's a crazy deal. You're getting 20% off of everything from dnvrlocker.com. And you're getting 20% off for the Rockies takeover, which is coming up on June 10th. I'm so excited.
June 10th, Saturday day game.
Saturday day game.
Fucking go.
This is like, I think this is the first Rockies weekend day game that we'll see this season, which I think is perfect.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
Amazing.
It's my day off too, so I'll be on the bus.
Oh, okay. We got bus plus Breck Sues.
Bus plus Breck Sues equals a good time. But we had such a good turnout last time. Get your tickets now. We did sell out. We technically more than sold out.
Yes. Yes, we did. It was a treat getting tickets at the door for
such
us.
Such a treat. But yeah, head to thednvr.com and get that diehard membership ready for yourself right now. You know what I love? I don't have a transition for this. Shady Rays. I'm such a Shady Rays girly. I love my Shady Rays. I have not lost them. I know they are in my bag. I'm not going to search for them on camera because it just jinxed myself. But listen, they have the absolute best sunglasses and maybe the best deal in terms of lost and broken replacement. If you lose them, if you break them, no questions asked, you can get a replacement pair. They are Shady Rays. They're an independent sunglass company. They've got a world-class product. They are just as good as any designer pair you've ever worn. And they're durable. They're a vibe. We got some Shady Rays on the set right here.
They are. I was wearing mine golfing yesterday.
Fashionable and functional.
Yeah. I mean, Shady Rays, obviously, you're using the code DNVR, but like their deals in general, I'm like, how do you make money off of this? Like, you're basically giving free sunglasses away. But no, they are incredible. And they have so many different options. Like, mm-hmm. we got to pick our, you know, the option that we wanted. And I was like, it's almost harder when it's, you know, when we're getting it to like promote. I'm like, what do I choose here? Yeah. I have so many options.
I know, there's so many options. But yeah, the great thing about having all those options, if you use promo code DNVR, you are getting 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. You can buy them online, or you can even head to the Park Meadows Mall if you are the kind of person that needs to try stuff on, if you're not playing it fast and loose with ordering sunglasses online. But even if you do and they come in and you don't like them, you can return them. You can swap them out within 30 days. But listen, try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 200,000 people. That is a lot of people rocking Shady Rays out there.
I've just succumbed to the fact that no sunglasses fit me right because I have like kind of a pinhead. And so I just know that like that's just my thing. And I just know I'm going to put them on and it's going to be like, ah, yeah, this is what I get. It's a weird scenario. Like, I don't know to put them on top of my hat, underneath my hat. You know, I just don't know. And I wear a hat most days.
You like, do. You do.
Ironically, you've missed out. I've had a man bun the last 2 days. At work.
Oh,
no
my
hat.
Gosh.
No hat, but back to the hat today.
That is a vibe. You know what else is a vibe? I know it's your vibe. Pins and aces.
Yes, it is.
You are our pins and aces guy. You brought pins and aces into our life.
I did.
You really did.
And now everybody loves pins and aces.
Now everyone's so obsessed with pins and aces. They're the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We obviously love our pins and aces. Spencer's got the sickest polos I've ever seen. It's pretty impressive. But they are family owned. They are a golf and apparel business based right here in Colorado. And they got polos, hats, golf bags, the beer sleeve, which is incredible. And the liquor stick, also incredible. Just remarkable inventions.
Oh, yeah. They really knocked it out of the park with both of those inventions.
Ah, it's a baseball reference.
Yes, you like that? And I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this, so sneak peek for everyone listening, watching. Ooh. We have a DNVR-branded golf polo exclusive that will be coming out, may or may not be coming sometime next week.
Oh my gosh.
Or may not only have 100 of them. So, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Wait, this is huge. Yeah, I cannot believe we're like breaking news.
Yeah, we're breaking
show.
News. So if you're listening, check the website, check the socials. Next week, it is going to be a vibe. They are, D-Line did a great job.
I did help
in the designing a little bit. I'm not going to toot my own horn.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But
D-Line let you help?
It was kind of like a creative brainstorming session.
He doesn't even like when like I give him t-shirt ideas. He's just like, no.
No, he's like, I got this. No. But it was just more of a creative melding brainstorming situation, but they are fire. I'm gonna
oh my gosh, that. This is insane. Can't wait to check this out. But yeah, check out pinsandaces.com. Use code DNVR. You're going to get 15% off of your first order and get free shipping. That's at pinsandaces.com. And keep an eye out for a polo drop. That is so exciting.
Yeah, and we're going to start doing a lot more with them in terms of like our branded stuff, collabs with them. It's going to be incredible.
This is awesome.
Absolutely incredible.
This is awesome. All right, let's like clear the notebook with the Rockies news that we wanted to get through. Sports Illustrated dropped a story on Daniel Bard, a profile on his mental health struggle, you know, his past one and then the one that he had at the start of this season as part of their they're doing a daily series on mental health. Which I think is amazing because it's May is Mental Health Awareness Month. But like it went into some really wild stuff that I didn't even realize. Like he was seeing hypnotists when he was going through the yips that first time. It was just it's kind of wild the things that he went through. And mentioned too that it was tough for him to see a therapist because he didn't want to verbalize that he was going through this. He didn't even want to acknowledge it. He didn't want to say it out loud or it'd be real. So I'm just like, wow, the journey that Daniel Bard has been on is pretty wild. But I love to see that he has been so open about it.
Yeah, as we've seen in where, you know, the world nowadays, like people don't need to hide that stuff anymore. And it's a lot better when you talk about it. Yeah, you obviously have to find the right people to talk to about it. But I'm sure, you know, being a professional athlete in general, there's a lot of like, from a fan's perspective, they just think they're robots. They think they go out and do this sport and they're addicted to it. And then it's quote unquote easy for them. And it's what they're like made to do. But in reality, a lot of these dudes like deal with, you know, it's like if you go in every day and like, if you don't do a good job day to day, you could quickly be cut and lose your entire paycheck and lose your career. You know, like if that's for us, like if for me, if we had like a bad show, you're like, oh, am I going to have another show tomorrow?
Exactly.
Or am I going to be done? Am I going to be DFA'd? You know, like there's these athletes are under an insane amount of stress and I can't even imagine. I was stressed in high school playing baseball and it didn't matter.
I'm stressed in like the most zero pressure situation. So I can't even imagine if you're going through something and you have that pressure on you. My gosh. But yeah, Sports Illustrated just dropped that. It's a really cool article. Rooting for Daniel Bard, you know? Rooting for him.
Well, and that's another guy that, you know, once we get past the... If you're looking at it from just a baseball perspective, his bullpen's already good.
Yeah.
And then you add him in it. It's like, all right, now we got like five legitimate dudes that you're like fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. You can get through four or, you know, with Suter being a lefty and like, maybe one matchup here or there where he comes in, but like the sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, adding Bard, you have options. Oh, we have to, a la the starters, you know, bring a guy up to start tonight. But once you get to the bullpen, it's like found money with Daniel Bard. Yeah. You know, you're like, we know he's on the team. We know he absolutely balled out last year.
He really
still
did.
Throws 100 miles an hour. Maybe he's taking that down just a hair, but like it's found money with Daniel Bard.
Yes. Ugh. Rooting for him. Speaking of Daniel Bard, you want to get into some baseball headlines?
Let's do it.
I got four baseball headlines you need to know. Jose Altuve is returning to the Astros tonight after Daniel Bard broke his thumb in the WBC, which was the beginning of the spiral that was his mental health struggle this season. But yeah, Jose Altuve finally coming back from that.
I just don't like the Astros and don't
neither
like
do
him.
I.
Like Altuve's cool because he's a guy that kind of defies all odds based on how his size and
so small,
and
like
based on
hummingbird.
When he started like in the MLB. And I do overall, I'm kind of a Jose Altuve. I wouldn't call myself a fan, but I appreciate what he does. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Jose Altuve appreciator. Let's call it that.
Jose Altuve is definitely one of those guys where it's like, he was so fun and such an electric player. And I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is something special. Obviously he's so talented. But then after the 2017 World Series situation, I'm just like, oh, I hate this guy now.
Yeah. Oh, I hate all of these guys. Astros are kind of like smug too, I guess. I don't know.
They are. I mean, also, you've got to remember the team I grew up watching just lost a World Series to the Astros, so they're on my shit list. It's personal.
And, oh, yeah. If you get personal with Sues, you are in trouble.
It's all over. Oh, my. You know what? I realized we got to come back to something that you brought up to us. We'll have to do it towards the end of the show. But anyway, let's continue these baseball headlines. Manny Machado fractured his hand.
You just hate to see it.
Yeah. But manager Bob Melvin is saying that an IL stint isn't necessarily going to happen for now. How do you not go on the IL if you have a broken hand?
Yeah, I don't know. It's the one thing I've always wondered is, like, if, let's say Kyle... No. Let's say...
Use another team as an example.
Okay, let's say X pitcher breaks their left hand and they're right-handed. Mm-hmm. Can they, like... Theoretically,
yeah.
You should still be able to go out there and play.
Yeah.
But a guy that...
hold the bat with both hands.
And plays third base, like, or wherever he plays now. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess maybe if they don't have the guys to call up, or there's some roster construction issues there where they don't want to send him down. But yeah, I don't know. That doesn't seem Manny Machado's hand, just like the Padres' record lately, fractured.
Ooh, good one. Yeah, I do want to mention the Padres might be a little cursed. So at some point last week, or could have been more than that, time is a construct, but the Padres posted a Kershaw crying meme on their scoreboard. And like ever since then, like San Diego's lost 8 of their last 10 after spending all that money, after being all in.
So unfortunate and so sad. Oh, man.
Like the
world's smallest violin.
Oh, what is the Rockies and Padres have a pretty similar record right now. Like the Rockies are 19-25. Padres are 20-24. Like the Padres fans must be suffering right now.
Don't call it a comeback, Rockies. Do not call it a comeback.
Speaking of Padres, or former Padres, our former NL West rival, Eric Hosmer, was DFA'd by the Cubs today.
It's so wild when you see guys that were just all, like, at one point you're like, this is one of the best players in the entire MLB. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, nope, down with you.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, yeah, his best years were in Kansas City. But yeah, the Padres are still paying him. He still has 3 years and $39 million left on that contract that he signed with the Padres.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's, he's like, getting paid no matter what.
He's getting paid a lot. But that's like the same as, he's been better for us, but like Mike Moustakas.
Yeah.
Really great Royal, but he's not getting paid. Like, we're not paying him a ton, so it doesn't, you know, hurt when he hits 212. Like, you know, as long as he hits a few bombs here and there and looks scary, looks like that Jason Giambi guy coming in the seventh or eighth inning.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
Like, low-key, yes. Yeah, also the fact that he can do whatever as long as he's hitting homers against the team that's paying a salary, which was hilarious
earlier this week.
Loved that. But yeah, the Cubs made a lot of moves today. They made 6 moves today. So the DFAing in part was to make room to call up a former Rockies prospect, Mike Tauchman.
A guy that I thought was our future for a while.
And then he ended up with the Yankees.
And then he did the classic Rockies move where he goes somewhere else and is all of a sudden like starting for the Yankees in left field. I was like, wait, that can't be the same Mike Tauchman. Like, there's a lot of those same name guys in the MLB. Mm-hmm. I was like, this can't be the same dude. And sure enough, but now clearly he's playing in Iowa. Now he's a Cub, I guess.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mike Tauchman was a guy that I really wish we wouldn't have, you know, missed out on, but some things just don't work out. You need a new scenery.
You know what? I'm happy for Mike Tauchman because, Iowa Cubs broadcaster Alex Cohen pointed this out. Tauchman grew up in the Chicago area. He grew up a Cubs fan. He went to a pre-draft workout at Wrigley and like really thought he was going to be drafted by the Cubs. So this is like a one that got away kind of situation. So he ended up getting taken by the Rockies instead. So 10 years later, he is finally making his way to Wrigley as a Major League Baseball player.
These are my favorite stories.
Yeah.
Like when you, like if I would have grown up to be an MLB player, obviously I would have played for anybody that pays my salary 100%. Mm-hmm. But like being a Rocky after, you know, going to Coors Field as a kid my whole life, would be just the peak. And I'm sure it's even like, even in Wrigley, like he was probably, no, he was probably in the MLB, obviously, by the time they won a World Series. But I bet you something inside him was like, yeah, Cubs, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a good little homecoming. It's hometown team. Timothy Adams. It's nice to see the Rockies use their prospects to make some starts. I like Chase Anderson, but it's nice to see homegrown talent. Yeah, listen, I mean, you can't not start Chase Anderson because we need all the starters we can get right now. We don't have the luxury of being like, let's choose homegrown talent over a dude that we picked up on waivers. It's like, no, we need all of them.
We need
them all.
You have an arm and you can throw. We need you.
I might be starting sometime this season.
hopefully not June 10th.
Hopefully not June 10th.
You got another job to do June 10th, but you can start the 11th.
On the 11th, maybe. Yeah, I would like a Sunday start. City Connect uniform.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that. It's a vibe. I look good in green.
Those uniforms, you look good in anything, Suze.
Thank you.
Those uniforms are so good. And people hate on them, and I don't know.
I feel like it's one of the more divisive ones, because I think a lot of, you either love it, or you think it's the ugliest thing, and you're like, it looks like a license plate. Well, yeah, that's what they designed it after.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the point of it. They're like, but it looks like the license plate. I'm like, okay, we're having a dead-end conversation here.
Yeah.
I'm not enjoying this. and then this is a story that I loved. Out in New Jersey, a former Negro League stadium, which has been abandoned for 30 years, it just got a makeover, and the New Jersey Jackals are going to move there and call that their home stadium.
Oh, that's amazing.
Which is so cool. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of like abandoned buildings. Mm-hmm. Like they intrigue me.
Yeah.
And now like a stadium for 30 years, like I wonder what they're just like, yep, we're going to just redo this entire stadium and have you said the Jackals, what level?
The New Jersey
is that?
Jackals. So they're an independent team.
Okay.
Yeah. The Frontier League.
Okay.
Which is weird. I'm like, what is this New Jersey Frontier? Looks like all East Coast teams. Yeah. Like, I don't know what this means. But yeah, that's they're an independent team.
That's awesome.
Zach in the comments. Zach hated the City Connects at first, and now he owns one. And he loves them. Character development.
See?
Right there.
There we go, Zach.
That's huge.
I will say, as a full uniform, I don't love him as much. Me going to Coors Field and drinking beers and wearing one with like a pair of shorts that I own, I think it's a vibe. I don't know if I fully love like them wearing them in the pants, the green versus the white, etc. Yeah. But the actual just top as a jersey, as a piece of clothing is heat.
The only complaint I hear, and I heard some of the Reds media saying this in the press box on Wednesday, but they were like, oh, like those jerseys, it's so hard to read the numbers from here just because of the way the white and the green splits.
Okay.
Not enough contrast on like the bottom half of the numbers. So I'm like, it is actually kind of hard to read the numbers on those jerseys. But other than that, they are great.
They're great. Yeah.
They're great.
Absolutely great.
Listen, you like jerseys, you like merch. You like products? You like bobbleheads?
Love FOCO. Bobbleheads.
FOCO. FOCO's got it. Our friends at FOCO, they're the leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment merchandise. They've got a product line that's got apparel, accessories, toys, collectibles, novelty items, and some of the sickest bobbleheads around. And listen, it's baseball season. You need some new gear. You want something fresh to wear to a Rockies game. They've got all kinds of apparel. They have a wicker hat or a straw hat that is like such a freaking vibe.
I wore it, or I wear it at work occasionally. It's in my office. I am definitely wearing it June 10th.
You have to wear it.
Absolutely.
June 10th. It'd be weird if you didn't. But yeah, they've just got the absolute best gear. They've obviously hooked up our set with so many great tchotchkes. But yeah, they've got stuff for Colorado sports. They've got stuff for all the markets across the country. So if you're looking for a gift for someone who is in a different state or roots for a different team, they got you there too. It's pretty cool. But yeah, FOCO's got our back as Colorado sports fans. They have your back too. You can get the best gear around by using the link in our description. And for all non-presale items, use promo code DNVR for 10% off. All right. I have no transition for this one. Backus and Shanker. If you are hurt, Backus and Shanker, they're there to help. They are absolutely winning for Colorado families. They are helping those who are seriously injured in Colorado, and they've been doing it for more than 25 years. And the best thing, it is free until they win money in your case. There's absolutely no fee to talk to someone. There is no fee until they win money for you. And they've done it a lot. Backus & Shanker has won more than $1 billion for their clients across Colorado. And they've got neighborhood locations now all over the state, including Denver, Aurora, Englewood, and Fort Collins. They have the strength and power to win your case. They've got more than 30 lawyers, more than 100 staff. So Backus & Shanker, here to help with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrian, trucks. They can even help you if you're injured at work. So call them at 222-2222, all two lows.
Just straight two lows through the board. You love that.
Straight two lows. And find out if you have a case for free, because Backus & Shanker wins. And you know what's a win for me? The fact that we get to partner with FuboTV.
It is an absolute dub.
Big fan of the product, because you are getting the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. 140 and more live channels of sports, shows, movies. You can stream live TV from any of your devices, and you can watch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. And if you want to try it out, see how it works for you, they've got a free 7-day trial. No contract, no cable, no hassle. And you're also getting 1,000 hours of cloud DVR, because who watches stuff when they actually air? If it's not a sporting event, I do not watch it when it airs.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't watch anything live. DVR is huge for me.
Yeah, you can. I am a Fubo TV user as well, and you can just stack up that DVR. I even record games, so yeah. Like if I go to it, I can rewatch it. It's super sicko move.
See if you made it on TV.
Yes, that that too. We can go with that.
Also
normally,
that.
If that happens, I get like 10 texts. It's happened once this year at an Avs game.
Oh my gosh.
And my phone was just blowing up.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Nothing better than getting on TV when you're at the game.
Depending upon my mental state at the current time.
Okay.
There's certain times where I shouldn't be on TV, for sure.
I love it. Watch the Nuggets. You can watch the Avs. You can watch Altitude Sports with Fubo TV. Use the link in the description to sign up and get 15% off. That's Fubo.tv. All right, we got to get through some of these great interviews we got. I chatted with Coco Montez. I chatted with him yesterday, actually. He is crushing it down in Albuquerque right now. He's having such a great start to the season. I feel like he is due to get up here, you know? Are you a Coco Montez guy?
If your name's Coco, I'm in. I'm absolutely in.
Patrick Lyons, big Coco Montez guy. He's like a day one Coco fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, we all love Coco. He's just a delightful young man. But Tiff, are we ready to roll that interview? All right, here's our conversation with Coco Montez.
Joining the pod now is Coco Montez, one of our favorites here on the DNVR Rockies podcast. But Coco, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on again.
Thank you for coming back. Yeah, we haven't talked to you in a bit. I mean, I saw you at spring training, but ever since then, it seems like you are having a great time in Albuquerque.
Yeah, it's been fun. We've been playing some good baseball. Hopefully, we get a little winning streak going on here and get us back to 500. And work from there.
You've been playing some really good baseball. I was looking at the numbers. You have had 21 multi-hit games this season. You are second for hits in general in all of the minor leagues with 56 hits. You are making contact, and we are liking what we see. How are you feeling, and what are you doing?
It's been good. I've been feeling good. I made some adjustments this offseason, just like I do every year, basically, and it's going well so far, and I'm excited to keep progressing and getting better throughout the year.
Yeah, definitely. Second season in Albuquerque. After, you know, doing a season down there, do you approach anything differently? You said you made adjustments, but what is different this time around?
Just realizing, looking at all the numbers at the end of the year after last year, seeing what things maybe I could get better at, and just working on them and making adjustments. I fixed something with my hands that helped a little bit with my power numbers, exit velocity, just understanding that I got to swing at strikes, take the balls, just continue to get better at that so my strikeout rate can continue to go down and my walk rate can go up. Just trying to get on base, you know, help the team win games.
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of that up here. So I like anytime a guy's on base, we love that. Okay, so when we had you on the pod last season, we heard about your smoothie chef masterness. That's not a word, but anyway. So we know you've been making smoothies for guys. Are you still doing that this season? Because it seemed like there was something to it.
We still do it, but it's kind of a rotation now because it's about like 4 or 5 guys that usually take a smoothie every day. So I'll make it one day. Connor Kaiser will make it another day. Jimmy Heron another day. Tolia was making them like once or twice. He gets a little lazy. He kind of just relies on us to make them, but he's up in the big, so he's not in there anymore. And Tommy Doyle actually joined yesterday, I think, or the day before he made one.
Oh my gosh.
It's been good. Good rotation, different recipes. It's been nice.
Different recipes. Okay, I'm going to have to ask Tolia next time I see him about why he's so lazy with the smoothies. Is that weaponized incompetence?
I don't know. I don't know. I think he just he knows that I'm going to make it or Connor's going to make it. So he just sits there and doesn't say anything. But me and Connor kind of started calling him out like, hey, when are you going to make one for us? And he got in there.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. Speaking of one of your teammates, Carl Kaufman, we're going to see him up in Colorado pretty soon. Well, he's, you know, slated to make a start against the Rangers on Friday. Give us a little scouting report on him.
Love Carl. Great teammate. Works his butt off. I've been with him since he got drafted. He came to Asheville when we were in low A. He didn't play because he was on a pitch limit, but I've been with him basically every year since then for at least parts of the year. And it's been fun to just watch him throw. Really good sinker when it's on and he's commanding it. He's really tough to hit. Slider, the ball just really moves both ways off the plate, in and out. And I think he's going to have a great start in Texas on Friday.
That is fun. Give us the scouting report on him as a dude, because I don't even think I've even talked to Carl Kaufman yet.
He's a good dude. Quiet, nice guy. Talks, just likes to make jokes, always laughing. Those are the type of people I try to keep myself around, guys that are not too serious all the time. And he's one of the guys that I always am close to in the locker
room. Coco, you need some good vibes. You just love having good vibes.
Always, always.
And we love that. Listen, enjoy the rest of your season. Good luck with it. And keep on doing what you're doing. We're loving it.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me on again.
What a nice young man. Just a quality dude.
It's so weird, like, getting to the age that we are, where it's like, for me at least, like, thinking of players, especially AAA, AA, they're like, they are young, like, they're not my idols anymore. Not that way, but like, I'm older, like, significantly older.
It's than different the dudes. When you're older, like, than
yes,
them.
You're getting, I'm getting to that point where like 90% of athletes that are, you know, not just extreme veteran, 10-year veterans are like way younger than me.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's kind of weird.
I hate it here.
Thanks. I hate it. You know what I don't hate though? We got to talk about this. You were digging through Carl Kaufman's Twitter and you had a tweet that you liked, which I think is so funny. Yeah. Carl Kaufman, big Lions guy. Tiffany, do we have that tweet?
What?
What is happening here?
I don't know if this is a self-made meme. It looks kind of photoshopped a little bit, but he tweeted just the native picture. So he maybe made this himself. He's drinking the Lions Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Like much of America, but I will say
it's just him.
The sad part about like Lions fans, they finally have something to be excited about. So I'll let this one slide.
What are Lions fans excited about?
Like their team is actually relevant.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. This is news to me.
Right. Exactly. See,
I didn't know
how long they haven't been relevant, that they like had a chance to make the playoffs this year. And that's like a thing where you would tweet a chimpanzee drinking Gatorade of
Lions
colors.
I'm gonna ask him, like, hey, why don't you tweet, and why is it that when you do tweet it's so chaotic?
Yeah.
What is happening?
He also talked about Rex Ryan have its teeth. I think that was one of his other tweets.
I saw that one too.
Snowballs into a whole different thing that we won't get into, but it's funny when you see these guys that like they go from like that, like my Twitter in college was chaotic. I've had I've canceled, or I've deleted numerous, numerous things.
Are you a danger of getting canceled for the stuff you tweeted in college?
Yes. Even high school, like my Facebook posts in high school are just absolutely appalling. So I know, but like, and that's the thing. That all ties into the fact of like where we are as adults. I say that for myself as a very loose term, but like 21, 22 year olds, they're professional athletes, but they still have the mind of a 21 or 22 year old.
I was going to say too, I'm like, if you're under 25, you don't even have a fully formed frontal lobe,
right?
Which is everything.
Exactly.
You're so still a kid to me if you're below 25.
Yeah. You got to ask him about his Twitter account. It's extremely chaotic.
I definitely will. Oh my. I mean, my Twitter actually has not changed at all since I was like 20.
No, my,
cause I'm so, I mean, I still tweet like so much random stuff.
Yeah. My Twitter,
it's not okay.
My Twitter and amount of tweets is directly related to the amount of alcohol I have, generally speaking.
Oh, I don't need alcohol to tweet the weirdest things you've ever seen.
That's just Sue's on life.
Unfortunately, I'm just, my brain is broken. You know, it's not broken. Kyle Freeland, Bretton Doyle, both having incredible games on their birthdays. We didn't get a chance to like really get into this too much because that was also the day of the brawl.
The brawl.
The brawl, which we will talk about very shortly. But Kyle Freeland, Bretton Doyle, both had incredible games on their birthdays. And we talked to both of them about it after the game. So, Tiff, can we roll that? All right. Here is what we talked about the previous Sunday. I don't know if you noticed, but you know, you got a homer on your birthday. Kyle Freeland got the win, also his birthday.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's huge. Great day for the birthday boys, no doubt. We're probably going to celebrate tonight, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's not right if you don't homer on your birthday. So it was awesome for him to get his first Coors Field homer. Almost had a second one there, but you know, happy for him. Happy birthday to him, and you know, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
The birthday boys.
The birthday boys. You know who's having a great day on their birthday too and just killing the show? Our girl Tiff.
Tiffany. Happy birthday to Tiffany. Yes! You are crushing it on your birthday. I expect you to win your game as a pitcher and to hit a home run. Thank you. That's all we're asking.
That's it.
No, you are crushing it. This is a home run. This whole show.
One home run my entire softball career, so that works.
Hey, that's more than me. I had no power. No power, no speed. I was afraid of the ball. I was the catcher and I was afraid of the ball.
Oh, that sounds...
I think that kind of helped though, because like you have so much padding, so that made me a little less afraid.
Oh, okay.
And also I'm the only one who knows what's going on in any given scenario.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
You had the power.
I had the power. All right, let's talk a little bit more about Sunday. Sunday was like the most eventful day in Rocky's history. Well, like this year at least, but the brawl. I need to know your thoughts on the brawl because I know you got hot takes.
Okay, I don't know if it's necessarily a hot take, but I personally think emotion and things like this happening are they're trying to like clean it up in sports. Certain mm-hmm. sports are going like the NFL is like allowing more touchdown celebrations and emotion there and passion, if you will, from mm-hmm. players. Other sports kind of like try to take this down, but to me, there's nothing better than a guy getting emotional, and especially like, I'm going to say this, a front runner like Bryce Harper, mm-hmm. Just a guy that, you know, all he does is like played in one playoff series for like four different years in his career. Then he leaves the Nationals. Then they win a World Series. Now he's on the Phillies. Like, they have this miraculous run. Like, I won't talk shit about the Phillies because you're a Phillies fan.
Because you know that and it's not going to be a good scene.
Correct.
But I've also picked a side on this fight already.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And, like, you can tell. It's always awkward when clearly Harper was the more emotional one. Like, Bird was doing what he does. But, like,
yeah.
He was, like, taken back by how Harper reacted to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, you know, when both guys are going at it, like, you're charging the mound, the pitcher's in, like, he's throwing at you or whatever he's doing. That makes it a little more fun, but Bird was almost like taken back and couldn't react in a proper way.
Yeah.
And then said he found out he got ejected in the dugout.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to get ejected, do it throwing a punch or do it like on the field.
Yeah.
Like, this emotion though is, I don't like Bryce Harper, but mm-hmm. that was like, that's cool for sports. That's good for sports.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bat flipping, all that stuff, I love it. And I do think batters have a little bit of an edge on that where, mm-hmm. they get to do whatever they want when they hit a home run. Mm-hmm. But like if a pitcher strikes them out and then starts going crazy, they have that like annoyed look or feel, and then they're pissed off the next time. So
yeah.
I think batters have it a little different than pitchers right now. But mm-hmm. Jake Bird, you know, showing emotion from him, great. You're going to get to Harper. That's even better.
The only time we see any emotion from him is after he has thrown a good inning.
Right. And I,
he's very subdued outside of just that those couple of seconds after a good inning from him.
Yeah. Like one of my favorite pitchers is Max Scherzer because he's a complete lunatic.
Oh, he's crazy. Yeah.
And I love that. He's like yelling at himself on the mound. He's talking out loud as he's in his windup.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball and sports in general need more guys like that.
Yes.
Like it's great to have the humble superstars. Like we have one here in Denver, Nikola Jokic, that doesn't really talk about himself, but it's also great to have guys like Harper or Bird, I guess, in the situation where he mm-hmm. just gets hyped up.
Yeah.
Like you just made a great, you know, like the Rockies had lost the first two games, mm-hmm. needed a win, like go after him. Fuck yeah. It. Like
also, I feel like it was like an emotional weekend too. Cause it's like the day before, like you watched your teammate that you've known for years fracture his skull. That was such a scary moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was the day before. So, like, yeah, you're going to be excited to strike out a dude on that team.
Yeah, and Bryce Harper's comment, you know, he's not entirely wrong, but this is where I've always been is the Rockies organization as a front office and historic career a loser organization? Yeah, that could be argued. I don't want to say it. Like, I don't necessarily believe that. But the players individually have nothing to do with
it. Yeah.
Individually have nothing to do with that. Yes. As a group, they do. But, like, that was a 1v1 scenario.
Yeah.
And then he went, like, if I was one of the Rockies, I would have lost my shit.
Yeah.
If I was, like, I heard him say that, I would have just ran straight after him.
Well, also, the irony of this, too, I don't know if you know this, but the Phillies franchise record has been under 500 for 101 years. They will literally always be a literal losing organization.
Yeah, he's a prisoner of the moment in the fact that they played in the World Series and lost it. Sorry. But the like, right, I don't know, Harper, if you're somebody that has won multiple World Series, like, talk your shit.
Yeah.
But Bryce Harper's not necessarily in the position to say something like that
mm-hmm.
to an organization that's seemingly had just about as much playoff success in the last 10 to 15 years as he has since he's come to the league.
Yeah.
So
it was a little much. But anyway, during the conversation that we had with Jake Bird after that brawl, after Sunday's game, this was like the immediate, like that first conversation we had with him in the clubhouse. Thomas Harding asked him, like, you know, what was going through his head kind of when Bryce Harper came charging at him. One of the biggest stars in the game comes charging at you in a game. Like, dude, what were you thinking in this moment where this was happening? Like, what was your reaction? So anyway, loved his response because also, like, there's a hilarious shrug in it where he's just like, eh. Anyway, why don't I just show the video? Tiffany, can we play it? Yeah, let's go.
You see the dude kind of coming at you as Bryce Harper, one of the top stars in the game, and everything you hear. Didn't seem like that really mattered to you. If somebody challenges you, you're not going to back down, right?
I don't really have a whole lot to say there. I mean, he's a great player. He plays with emotion. I love that. He plays with emotion. And he's a player I look up to. Obviously, in the future, I hope I get to compete against him and go ahead and
similar
but there's nothing. Like, he's a great player. He's awesome.
Like, imagine looking up to a dude and, like, he's trying to fight you at work.
Yeah. Can't say that hasn't happened, actually, in my life, but.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, like, not saying I don't respect Harper in as a player or person, but if you're going to play with fire and emotion, don't get butt hurt when somebody has fire and emotion towards you.
Yeah.
That's just a double standard.
Yeah.
Like, if you
want, it totally is. That's a really good point.
If you want to be controlled and be calm and be cool, and then somebody gets, you know, fired up after striking you out or doing whatever,
mm-hmm.
then it's like, all right, dude. And that's how I feel like roles reversed. That's how Jake Bird kind of felt. He's like, what?
Like, what just happened to me?
And that's what makes it not as fun, I think, in this, in general. Like,
yeah.
Harper made the news, but it would have been really funny if Jake just decided, like, something just clicked when Harper said something. He's like, all right, fuck it, go time.
Next time. I'm like, yeah, next time I just want Jake Bird to just, like, punch Bryce Harper in the face.
That would be, well,
not
do
to
they,
the point of injury.
We've already played them. As
so
much
yeah,
as, yeah,
it won't happen. It won't happen this season.
Damn, we need a rematch.
I mean, the wild card.
Yeah,
Rockies are, I think, like 2.5
You heard
games
it here
out.
First. You heard it here first. Rockies wild card.
That would be insane. That's like why I would be rooting for that now. I mean, of course, I'd be rooting for it anyway. But
oh yeah,
I'm like, ooh, a little extra sauce on
ooh,
it. Let's
a little
go.
Bryce Harper striking out in the last inning to let the Rockies advance.
That would be.
Oh, that would give
writing,
me life.
We are writing some incredible Rockies fan fiction right now.
Yes.
all right, let's talk about Rockies nonfiction. We're gonna preview this Texas series real fast before we let y'all go. But Texas currently leading the AL West. They are playing 600 ball. They are 26-17. They're 2 games ahead of Houston. That is, I mean, I love that for them because I mean, we've got some old friends on that team. I want good things for John Gray, you know.
Yeah, except tonight and tomorrow.
Except tonight and tomorrow. They can win the rest of the season. Let us just, like, have these 3 games. But, yeah, it's Kauffman versus Martin Perez on the mound. Perez has a 4.25 ERA. He's got 4 wins, 1 loss, 31 strikeouts. Saturday is going to be the juicy game. It's Kyle Freeland versus John Gray, two old teammates facing each other. I cannot wait to see that. That is must-see baseball right there. And then Sunday, Connor Siebold versus Andrew Heaney. And yeah, Patrick and I will be back Sunday post-game to talk about everything that's happened this weekend. In the meantime, you got to head to thednvr.com. Patrick wrote a fantastic article about Kauffman and all these guys who have been called up so recently, so definitely check that out because he always does a great job with it. But yeah, Rockies takeover, June 10th. It will not interfere with NBA Finals. That is huge.
That is big time.
So don't worry about buying tickets for it, thinking you might miss a game that you want to see, because you will be fine. It'll be a really, really fun day.
I can't wait.
I'm super stoked.
Love me day game. And it's a Saturday day game.
It's a
so
Saturday
it's like
day game.
You don't have the scaries after it's over. You just like, oh, tomorrow's I can get the scaries tomorrow.
You can push those scaries to Sunday. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot of fun. So yeah, buy those tickets now. Also, you know, come on to the bar Saturday, Nuggets Lakers. Bar's gonna be popping. Get here early.
Cannot wait.
Can't wait. It's gonna be so fun.
It's gonna be a blast tomorrow and Monday. The home games are pretty lit. But the away games are, like, extremely
they're
lit
extra. Because, yeah. I mean, I've said this before. I'm like, if you're not watching at Ball Arena, you got to watch here.
100%.
No Lakers fans allowed.
No. You will have to take your jersey off or your paraphernalia at the door.
If you're a Lakers fan, just go to any other bar.
Yeah.
We don't need you.
No, we don't want you here.
Okay. dude, Spencer, thank you for co-hosting with me. This
always.
Was fun.
Friday show with Suze is my it gives me life going into the weekend.
Oh, I love it. Doing anything fun this weekend? Just Nuggets?
Just here. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Watching golf, because that's what I do.
I love that for you. This Rockies game is probably starting right now, so let's close it out. Spencer, where can we follow you on social media?
@BigDriveSpence right there. BD Spence.
BD Spence. Tiffany, do you want to shout out your social media? The birthday girl?
Yeah, sure I can. It's Tiffany_Tano at Twitter.
I love that. Happy birthday. Go on Thank Twitter you. And wish her a happy birthday or else you're a bad fan of the show.
Thanks, guys.
You can follow all of the latest Rockies news all weekend at @DNVR_Rockies. You can follow me at @TheSusieHunter on all platforms. Spencer, you know what we say about me closing out a show?
I think it's you don't know how to do it.
You know what? It's the same as how I host a show. It's, I don't know how to do it. It's very chaotic. But anyway, Patrick and I will be back on Sunday post-game to break down this series. Until then, have a great weekend, guys. All right.